Now we come to the last part, the completion of it. So we understood by being a karma yogi, we attain chitta suddhi. But still we may not be ready, because a clear mind must be also made to remain steadfast and strong. We need a jada buddhi. For this, the vacillating mind must be controlled. And one of the ways to achieve control over the mind is by upasana. All these are described as part of bhakti and dhyana yoga in Bhagavad Gita. When the mind is thus controlled, which is already made clear and pure, we reach a position from where we are able to detach from the roles of karta and bhokta. What is the point of such detachment? What exists beyond those roles? Such curiosity will incur within us and lead us to the path of jnana, by pursuing which we reach perfection. The completion of human endeavor or purushartham is thus done. So this is how I like to introduce in this short time an approach to Bhagavad Gita. We must take up the study of Bhagavad Gita as early as possible. And so do encourage the youngsters. It is not for retirement time pass only. Also bear in mind that it is not a book of rituals, but a sastra for our own self-development. So we must leverage on its wisdom ASAP. Also take it from this talk, the phrase, sad not to die, be free. Sad not to die, be free. Namaskar. If we have time, I would just spend a couple of minutes on the first verse. Do we have time? Okay. The greatest among the seers, Sri Sri Kanchi Mahapariva, has beautifully explained the core message of Gita by its very first verse itself. That's not even Lord Krishna's words, but the Dhritarashtra's one. The first verse is Dharma Kshetre Kurukshetre Samveda Yutsavaha Mamaha Pandavaschaiva Kimakurvata Sanjaya. Basically, Dhritarashtra is asking Sanjaya, his charioteer, in the holy place Kurukshetra, there is assembly of warriors of my children and Pandava. What is happening? Tell. Dhritarashtra is blinded by love of his own children. That's why instead of referring to as two varying sides, he stresses Mamaha, my children, against Pandava. That's how Bhagavad Gita starts. But the great seers bring greater meanings. So Paramacharya of Kanchi has given a different interpretation, based on which I like to explain this verse. As this one verse could give you the context for the last C of our discussion, the completion of our understanding of Bhagavad Gita. If you read the first line as Kshetre Dharma Kshetre Kuru, then it means that your body or the embodiment, in order to become Dharma Kshetre, the righteous Kuru, perform the righteous duty. The instruction is to take up active virtuous life or Dharma. The benefit is pure and perfect living. Why is this instruction? It is because there is a perpetual war, Samveda Yutsava. Between who? Mamaha Pandavaschaya. Here Mamaha is Ahankar, or the ego attached to the claims, me, mine, I. It is a mind filled with Rajo and Tamo gunas, full of unrighteous desires. In Sanskrit, Pandu means white. Even Shiva is called Pandu. Here, Pandava refers to purity within our hearts. It refers to buddhi endowed with sattvic guna or the righteous knowledge. So there is always conflict between these two. Our ahankara, the ego, and the righteous knowledge. What is the benefit of performing righteous action? It gives eternal victory. The word sanjaya can be seen as jaya means victory. San is a nominal case of sat, which is the derivative of asti, meaning eternal reminder. So sanjaya means eternal victory. So the first verse itself is the essence of the whole Gita. To achieve total happiness, you need to remove undue grief, which is the result of vacillation of the mind. It requires a perpetual fight with the right buddhi, which is buddhi yoga or karma yoga. You can become victorious. With the victory of dharma, you can enter the path towards divinity and to be free, the true completion of human birth. I hope that makes some sense to you. God bless.